local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
It is Pensacola right now. It's 6:11 and hour number three right here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620. Top three stories here for you. We had the big prisoner swap between Russia and the United States today, where we were able to get Wall Street journalist Evan Gershovich and former Marine Paul Whelan. In exchange, Russia gets eight of its nationals, three of whom were in U.S. prisons. A New York appeals court is rejecting President Trump's appeal to lift a gag order that restricts his public statements against court staff, prosecutors, and their families. Now, much of the gag order was lifted during his conviction, but now that the Supreme Court has ruled on presidential immunity, the judge or the president has requested for the gag order to be lifted and has requested to get rid of the conviction altogether. So his sentencing was supposed to be in July, but it has been delayed until September as the judge tries to figure out whether to get rid of the conviction. Now, the U.S. Justice Department says that Texas routinely violated the civil rights of juveniles at five of its detention facilities, including using excessive force, like using pepper spray to address misbehavior, failing to protect juveniles from sex abuse, and also discriminated against children with disabilities. They began their investigation in October of 2021. On to local headlines here for you. A teen brother of an airman who was recently killed in Florida has also been shot and killed in Metro Atlanta. So the airman was Roger Fortson. He was shot to death by a deputy in Fort Walton Beach. And now his younger brother, 16-year-old Andre Fortson, has been killed in Atlanta. So 20-year-old Quintavious Zellner has been arrested for the alleged shooting of Andre Fortson and is being held in DeKalb County Jail.
And Governor Ron DeSantis declared numerous Florida counties as under a state of emergency in preparation for the potential landfall of a storm that could become a significant threat. Escambia, Santa Rosa, Okaloosa, Walton counties are among those with the state of emergency declaration.
And and we'll give you some more details about that storm coming up here during state headlines. The Perdido Estates neighborhood has voted to pay the county to fix stormwater issues that were never addressed by its developer. So the neighborhood developer was cited multiple times, but never did anything about them. Now the drainage improvements are going to cost around $500,000. So the Perdido Estates neighborhood went ahead and approved a municipal services benefit unit tax that they'll pay on their property tax bills annually. And then they'll use that tax to pay the county to go and address those flood issues, those drainage issues.
And Frontier Airlines making some big cuts to its network of low-cost flights, and a few of the flights that are going away will affect Pensacola travelers, unfortunately. The airline is cutting two Pensacola routes in a few weeks. Flights between Pensacola and Cleveland are going to end on August 11th, and flights between Pensacola and Philadelphia are going to end the next day on August 12th. Our airport isn't the only one affected, though. Frontier is cutting 43 different routes across its network in total. The most affected cities are Orlando, Cleveland, and Philly.
All right. And then, and the ones in Cleveland and Philly are, there's just a lot of them. They cancel. So I don't know if there's just a lot of competition already going to those two cities or there's just less traffic and they need to just drop them. A dispute turned into a shooting in Escambia County last night. It happened on Walnut Avenue near Ensley. The sheriff's office says the woman was shot in the leg and taken to the hospital for injuries. No word on suspects at this time. We'll give you updates on the tropics as well as other state headlines right after traffic on the fives.
Alrighty, this traffic update is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Your small business keeps you on the go. Progressive Commercial Insurance keeps your policy within reach with their easy-to-use mobile app. You can learn more at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Again, that is ProgressiveCommercial.com. Looking at the roads here, we have had several spots of note throughout this afternoon. Looks like a lot of them have died down, though, but not all of them. If you're traveling westbound on I-10 towards North Palafox Street, we still have some backups over there. Same with Mobile Highway if you're traveling northbound towards Blue Angel Parkway. Outside of that, it's just going to be maybe a very tiny bit of congestion on Navarre Parkway if you're traveling westbound towards Highway 87. And there's some minor backups here and there on Highway 90, but the most are going to be if you are traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton. As for the weather, it's pretty hot in Pensacola. We are in the middle of a heat advisory. It's 90 degrees right now. The low is going to be 80 as we get into tonight, and there's going to be about a 20% chance of storms tonight as well. Heading into tomorrow, the chances are going to sit at around 30%, and we are going to have a high of about 96, and we're going to have a heat advisory taking over Friday as well. So, yeah, hot and potentially rainy. That's the Floridian way. That's your traffic and weather together, Bobby.
All right, taking a look at the storm, the latest update here. Came out, still only came out 1 o'clock our time from the National Hurricane Center. Where it shows the storm is, it's right over Haiti and Dominican Republic right now, more over Haiti. And it's moving its way eastward. It's going to basically hit Cuba. And the center of the storm right now is tracking to basically just follow the country of Cuba until it gets to the Gulf, and then it'll enter into the Gulf and then head northward. And then kind of veer a little bit eastward towards Tampa, possibly Tallahassee. There are some storm tracks that show it coming to the Pensacola area, but most of the storm tracks show it verging, like going back into the western shore of Florida. Like I said, like Tampa, maybe further north towards Tallahassee area. 70% chance now formation over the next 7 days. 30% chance of formation over the next 48 hours. I thought we would have an update by now from the National Hurricane Center, but I guess we'll have to wait a little bit longer. So, but yeah, it's definitely something we're looking at. And as we mentioned just a bit ago, Governor DeSantis has declared a state of emergency for multiple counties, including Escambia, Santa Rosa, Okaloosa, and Walton counties.
Yes, and it's going to be named Debbie if it develops into a tropical storm.
Correct.
Right? Yeah.
Correct.
Okay. Yeah. The accused killer of a Jacksonville woman will use the Stand Your Ground defense during her trial over last year's killing. Shannon McCarthy was arrested last year after the remains of her housemate Heather Shepherd were found on her porch. Shepherd had been missing for at least a week before the remains were discovered, and now McCarthy's lawyers say that she shot the victim in self-defense after Shepherd threatened her with a gun. McCarthy is now charged with second-degree murder.
And then a public high school in Broward County will have metal detectors this year. Test run of the metal detectors have been going all summer during summer school programs beginning August 12th. All high school students and visitors entering any public high school in Broward County will have to go through the metal detectors. I remember we had metal detectors that got introduced to my high school in growing up in Tennessee.
Wow.
And I hated it because I was like, I already feel like school is a prison. Now you're making it feel like it's a prison even more so. Like, I've never liked the environment of public school where I just, like, you can't leave. Just even walk in the hallways. Like, what are you doing in the hallway? Like, I go into the bathroom. Are you some sort of, like, corrections officer? Like, am I not allowed to be in the hallway? No, you're not. Get out of the hallway. And it's like, why does this feel like prison to me? So I never liked it anyway.
It hasn't changed
to my free spirit. it hasn't changed. Wasn't conducive to my free spirit. And then all of a sudden you start adding metal detectors. I'm like, this really is prison. And so, but that being said, I understand the need for it.
Oh yeah.
And
no.
I did even then at that point, I had locker partner who was stabbed in the back like minutes before I got to school. And there was guns showing up in locker rooms in lockers all the time and stuff like that. So I didn't like it. But I understood it, and I think Broward County is one of the places that definitely needs to have something like that as well. So, anyway, continue on.
Well, it's about 6:20, so we'll continue on after a break. When we return, we'll get some more state headlines and some national news as well. Of course, you're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida, brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
featuring Robbie Mott from Trek Bicycle Store Pensacola. Tomorrow at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel, Robbie will be sharing his years of expertise on cycling, how to select your perfect bike, best maintenance practices, on and off-road safety, plus the accessories you may need to provide you with the best overall biking experience. Trek Bicycle Store Pensacola on Pep Talk.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
2019. According to two witnesses, following a Republican fundraiser, Congressman Matt Gaetz is hosting an after-party in his hotel room. His date, a paid escort. According to one witness, the escort prepared lines of cocaine, rolled up a bill of cash, and snorted cocaine with the real Matt Gaetz. Florida Patriots PAC, paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. FloridaPatriotsPAC.com.
Hey, Dave Ramsey here. You've heard me talk about one car dealership in Pensacola. Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. Folks, new cars lose 11% of their value the second you drive them off the lot. So for years, Frontier Motors has been saving Pensacola residents thousands of dollars by getting them into the best previously owned vehicles. And thousands of people have enjoyed Frontier Motors' no hassle, no pressure experience. Just the best slightly used vehicles in town at a fair price. But don't take my word for it. Look around and you'll start noticing all the Frontier Motors decals and tags. They're everywhere. So if you're in the market for a vehicle, do yourself a favor and see the friendly folks and the huge inventory at Frontier Motors. You can't miss them. Just look for the big buffalo on the lot. That's Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey said hey.
Febreze. As a rideshare driver, I love keeping my car smelling fresh and clean. So when I'm driving, I only trust new Febreze car vent clips, now with 3 times greater scent control, because it's that little touch that sets me apart. I can turn the intensity down for subtle freshness, or I can turn it up for when I want lots of scent. So whether it's set to low, medium, or high, with new Febreze car, I know my car's going to smell amazing, which keeps my driver rating right where it belongs. Picking up, Oscar!
Hello, I'm Rhett Rowell, a lifelong Santa Rosa County resident, and I'm a candidate for Santa Rosa County Commission, District 3. I'm running because Santa Rosa has real problems affecting you every day, including traffic congestion and improper drainage. We can do better. Santa Rosa County needs a unifier, and I am that voice. I would be humbled to receive your vote. From sand to soil across our great county, I will be your common sense conservative commissioner that you will be proud of. Please visit RhettRowell.com to learn more.
Paid for and approved by Rhett Rowell, Santa Rosa County Commission.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Saturdays, you get The Garden Line Encore at 9, At Home with Gary Sullivan at 10, Swan Capital at 1, Let's Go Pensacola at 4.
Color right now on News Radio 92.3, just about 6:25 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. We do have some backups on Palafox Street if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile Road. But outside of that, though, that appears to be the only spot giving you issues. So that's a very kind change of pace considering the evening we've had so far on the roads. Looking at the weather here, it's 90 degrees in Pensacola, still in a heat advisory. As we get into tonight, it's going to be about a 20% chance of showers, so nothing too crazy. Low is going to be 80 degrees. As we get into tomorrow, though, it's about going to be about a 30% chance of storms with a high of 96. And, of course, with temperature that high, we will be re-entering a heat advisory. So be on the lookout for that. That's your traffic and weather together, Bobby.
The Groveland 4 was a high-profile trial that happened in the 1940s, 1949. This is where a woman accused four individuals of sexually assaulting her. There was a trial for three of them, but one, the fourth man was killed during a manhunt. It led to riots, a series of crimes against local African Americans, and in the years since the convictions, though, it turns out that the evidence indicating the crimes happened will show that they didn't happen. And there was evidence that the accuser, Norma Padgett, may have been coerced into making the accusations. So the Groveland Four were posthumously pardoned back in 2019. Well, now Norma Padgett, the one who falsely accused them, has passed away. So this all happened back in the 1949, early 1950s. Big drama. Groven Four posthumously pardoned in 2019, and now kind of wraps up the whole thing with the actual accuser passing away today.
My goodness. And a Miami-Dade County judge is allowing for evidence to be turned over to the family of a teen who was killed in a boating accident. This happened on Labor Day weekend back in 2022. 17-year-old Lucy Fernandez, she was killed when a boat being driven by George Pino struck a channel marker and sent all 14 people on board into Biscayne Bay. Fernandez's family says that they've become frustrated by an investigation into the incident and have asked for certain evidence to be turned over to them. This week, a judge ruled that prosecutor Ruben Scalavino can turn over certain evidence and documents which are in the prosecutor's control and custody. As of now, Pino only faces misdemeanor charges related to the incident. Bobby, what's some stuff going on here nationally?
Yeah, so President Trump and his team have and J.D. Vance are touring the U.S.-Mexico border. And they promised that they would implement the so-called Remain in Mexico policy. That was an executive order that Trump came up with when he was president before. They're also going to continue construction of the border wall if Trump wins the White House in November. And they've also been critical of the Harris administration's open border policies. So the Trump campaign has repeatedly attacked her on immigration since she became the likely Democrat nominee for president. So and I'm sure they will continue to do so.
Yeah, they have that. Nothing stopped him so far. Keeping with the Trump theme, though, he says that his supporters applaud loudest when he says that he won't allow men to play in women's sports. While on the Clay and Buck show, Trump said that Democrats are crazy for pushing legislation allowing biological males to compete in women's sports. Of course, Vice President Kamala Harris called him weird for this. And responding to that, he said, "Hey, I've been called a lot of things, but I ain't weird." Trump said the laws and regulations Democrats want are weird, and everything he plans to do is the complete opposite of that. So to tie a bow on that whole thing, no, the Democrats are weird. I'm the opposite of weird in the most Trump way possible.
So, yeah, that's what he says. I'm the opposite in the Trump way, yeah. So this comes about, of course, as there is a bit of controversy in the Olympics after an Italian, Angelina Carini, basically quit the fight after 46 seconds fighting Imane Khalif from Algeria. And she went on to explain later, she got hit in the nose. It hurt so bad. And she said the masculinity and strength of Imane Khalif was just too overwhelming. She decided she better just stop early on. Turns out Imane Khalif qualified to compete in the Paris Olympics after he was disqualified from the International Boxing Association finals for not meeting the organization's eligibility requirements. IBA president told Russian news agency at the time that Imane Khalif has XY chromosomes.
What?
So, so this is where this comes from. So they banned him after, I guess, doing blood tests from the IBA, from the International Boxing Association, banned Imane Khalif because they did a blood test and they found he had XY chromosome, biological male. And but yet the Olympics is a little bit more woke than that, and they have looser requirements. So that's where it comes. So if you're seeing stuff, this is where it comes from. Because we were talking about earlier, there's some things out there saying that the boxer from Algeria isn't a biological male, but just has elevated testosterone levels.
Right.
Well, and so we're saying, where did that come from? Well, it actually came from the International Boxing Association, who banned him, disqualified him a year ago because they said he has XY chromosomes, and therefore, so that's where that's all coming from. So now you're seeing online all of these things coming out saying, oh, there's a biological male beating up on women at the Olympics, and blah, blah, blah. That's where you're getting it from. So we'll have to see what goes on with that even further. All right, it is Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Speaking of sports, we've got sports coming up next right after this break on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Fox News, I'm Tom Regatta. The U.S. and Russia complete their biggest prisoner swap in post-Soviet history in a multinational deal. Fox's Jackie Heinrich is at the White House.
A senior administration official tells Fox the Russians were blocking the exchange unless they got back notorious FSB hitman Vadim Krasikov, imprisoned in Germany. German Chancellor Scholz told Biden, "I'll do it for you."
The Freed Americans are Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Griskovich, Paul Whelan, Alsu Karamasheva, and U.S. green card holder Vladimir Karamurza. Wildfires have burned hundreds of acres near Denver since Tuesday morning. Jefferson County Sheriff's Office spokesman Mark Techmeyer says no one knows how long the fires will last.
This thing could go on for days, a week, 2 weeks. We just don't know.
He says four firefighters experienced heat exhaustion while battling the flames. One other experienced a seizure. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robinson with Your Money Now. New unemployment claims rose nearly 6% week over week. Initial filings rose to 249,000. The update caused the Dow to plummet as it raised fresh concerns over the state of the U.S. economy. Meanwhile, stocks continued their free fall today as investors awaited earnings reports from Amazon and Apple, which continue to trickle in. The Dow fell 494 points. The S&P 500 lost 75. And the tech-heavy NASDAQ plummeted 405 points. Communications giant Qualcomm reporting fiscal third-quarter earnings that exceeded Wall Street expectations. Sales of the company's processors and modems for smartphones rose by 12% from the year-earlier period to $5.9 billion in revenue. U.S. oil futures for September fell more than 1% today to around $77 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute. The Texans were the surprise story of the NFL last season. We saw C.J. Stroud, D'Amico Ryans, and Will Anderson take over a 3-1 team and lead Houston to the second round of the playoffs. I also love what the Texans did this offseason by adding Stephon Diggs and Danielle Hunter. The Texans will be a playoff team once again this year, but the only question I have is will they be able to repeat as division champs with the Jaguars and Colts nipping at the heels of the Texans for the top spot in a very competitive AFC South. I'm Zach Gelb.
All right, when it comes to getting life insurance for your family, a lot of excuses can get in the way. But ask yourself this. If something were to happen to me, who would pay the mortgage, the kids' education, and the other bills? Then forget the excuses and check out Ethos Life, the online, easy way to get life insurance in 10 minutes. Ethos has rates that you can afford, like a $500,000 policy for a 40-year-old male starting at $1 a day or $30 a month with a few health questions and no medical exam. Get your free quote right now at checkethos.com. That's checkethos.com. Not available in all states. Rates do vary.
O'Reilly. Need a little help? O'Reilly Auto Parts can help. Need advice? We've got advice. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Exceptional customer service. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We need your help.
It's the Cat Country Cares for Kids Radiothon for the Studer Family Children's Hospital.
The 6th annual Cat Country Cares for Kids Radiothon is Friday, August 16th in the lobby of the Studer Family Children's Hospital, presented by Hanto and Clark.
Hear stories of bravery and inspiration from local kids and families who have benefited from the care and expertise of the hospital's highly trained physicians and staff.
All the money stays right here.
Special thank you to miracle sponsor, Florida Blue.
Our champion sponsors include Gulf Winds Cares Foundation, Florida Power and Light, and R1 RCM.
Thank you.
This year, help us raise money for the NICU's Angel Eye cameras. You can get more at catcountrycares.com or text KIDS to 850-430-1987.
Proudly supporting your kids at the Cat Country Cares for Kids Radiothon.
Proceeds will benefit the life-saving programs and services at Studer Family Children's Hospital.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate, managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. An IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help, from running your payrolls, submitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
The recent global outage had many businesses scrambling to recover. I'm Nathan with Data Revolution, and this is your cybersecurity tip of the month. The single program made millions of business and government systems inoperable. As an owner, you and your IT team should have a plan in place for when trouble strikes. Businesses on the Gulf Coast trust Data Revolution for their cybersecurity and communications needs. Visit datarevs.com for more information.
Markley Van Camp and Robbins.
Oh, this news cycle is something, huh?
Dude, there's something new every single day.
Wow, and today, you know, expecting you to talk more about this secret service director, how she needs to go, and all of a sudden...
You're fired, bum!
Well, she resigned.
Yeah, she resigned. Kimberly Cheadle, the now former head of the Secret Service, is stepping down.
Markley Van Camp and Robbins, weekdays 11 till 2, before Guy Benson, News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
My goodness, that is loud. All right. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now, assuming you can still hear. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Just past 6:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see. Not a ton going on the roads this hour. That's typically the case. So if you're dealing with any problems on the roads, they hopefully shouldn't hold you up for too long. As for the weather, it's 90 degrees in Pensacola. We do have a heat advisory going on right now. And then we're going to have a bit of a reprieve from the heat. It's going to be a low of 80 tonight. But as we get into tomorrow, the high is going to be 96. And a heat advisory will, of course, return. Also, we do have about a 20% chance of thunderstorms tonight. And as we get into tomorrow, those chances are going to sit at around 30%. That's your traffic and weather together, Bobby.
All right. And top three stories here for you. The White House is excited about the prisoner swap with Russia. We got Wall Street Journal, Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershovich and former Marine Paul Whelan, as well as one other American. In return, Russia received 8 of its nationals, 3 of whom were held in U.S. prisons. The swap included the release of 16 people from Russia, including 5 Germans and 7 Russian citizens who were political prisoners. A New York Court of Appeals is rejecting former President Trump's appeal to lift a gag order that restricts his public statements against court staff, prosecutors, and their families in the hush money case. The judge said that the order can stay in place through his sentencing. Now, his sentencing is supposed to happen in July, but it has been delayed until September because the judge is mulling a motion to get rid of the conviction after the Supreme Court's ruling on presidential immunity. And finally, the U.S. Justice Department says that Texas routinely violated the civil rights of juveniles at 5 of its detention facilities, including using excessive force, failing to protect juveniles from sex abuse, and also discriminating against children with disabilities. Those are your top three stories. Medals count update for you for the Olympics. The United States has 37 medals now, leading all countries, 10 medals ahead of France that has 27 coming in next, and then China at 24. The big news, though, is we got 4 gold medals today, and that bumped us up to 9th overall with gold. So we got 1 in fencing, I think 3 in swimming is what we got today. And so good one right there. The United States moving up on the list, number 2 overall, 2 gold medals behind behind China. So good one right there. What else we got going on in the sports?
Well, let's see. First of all, I want to give a shout out to Simone Biles. Her floor routine helped her win her second gold medal in the event. It's the second one that she's won since the it's the second one that she's won. Her first one was back in 2016 in the Rio Olympics. But this is the 6th straight Olympics now that an American has won the gold medal in the women's gymnastics individual all-around competition. Also, tomorrow, about 1 p.m. tomorrow, we have a Maryland team gearing up for his first Olympic appearance. 16-year-old Quincy Wilson he's going to hit the track as part of the U.S. men's 4x400 relay team. He just set the under-18 world record at 400 meters last month. That earned him a spot in Paris, allowing him to become the youngest male athlete ever on a U.S. Olympic track and field team. So good for Quincy there. He's obviously going to be a big story starting tomorrow, especially. In the NFL, we do have the Hall of Fame game. It's going to be getting underway in about 20 minutes. It's going to be the Houston Texans and Chicago Bears. There's obviously multiple representatives from the two teams here that are going to be inducted into the Hall of Fame this weekend. Chicago Bears stars Devin Hester, Steve McMichael, and Julius Peppers, along with Texans wide receiver Andre Johnson, all entering the hall there. Bears head coach Matt Eberflus has announced that the team's starters, including rookie phenom quarterback Caleb Williams, oh my God, he's so great, they will not play in the game. The Texans are coming off of an AFC South Division crown and are led by second-year head coach D'Amico Ryans. This game is going to be on ESPN Pensacola, so on 1330 AM and 99.1 FM. Also, the game's going to be broadcasted starting once again in about 20 minutes on ABC, ESPN, and ESPN+. Moving over to the MLB, we did get word a little while back earlier this afternoon that Mike Trout is out with a meniscus tear, so that's obviously a big loss there. And just some quick score updates here. In the bottom of the fourth, the Guardians are beating the Orioles 5-2. Those are the AL's top two teams there. You can catch that game on ESPN+. Also, we've got the Royals beating the Tigers in the top of the fifth. Got them winning 3-1. And the Braves off to a hot start. In the top of the second, they're beating the Marlins 3-0 on the MLB Network. Some other late games tonight are going to be the Cardinals at Cubs at 7:05 and the Rockies at Angels at 8:38. Let's see. We had a couple of more national headlines to get into here.
Hold on a second. I was going to bring up a couple other things here. So Brittany Griner, who you remember, she was obviously detained in Russia.
Yeah.
So she weighed in on the prisoner swap today saying it's a great day. It's a great day. It's a great day. We'll talk more about it later, but head over heels happy for the families right now. Any day that Americans come home, that's a win. So she was weighing in on that.
Anyone
on
would
the
know.
Exchange a little
bit
exactly a little little too close to home for her to understand that. But she weighed in on that whole ordeal. Also, Justin Herbert apparently injured his foot today. He's going to be out. He'll be back by week one. But something to watch right there. Another big injury in the NFL today is wide receiver DeAndre Hopkins with the Tennessee Titans. Out 4 to 6 weeks, and he may actually miss week one, depending on how well his knee how well his knee gets healthy. So, a couple big NFL injury updates there for you as well as we had the unofficial kickoff to the NFL season with the Hall of Fame game going on here in about 15 minutes, 18 minutes,
yeah, over. about 20. I will say, man, people have talked about this with the Titans before. Dude, they will have legendary wide receivers go there late in their careers, and it's like it's where talent goes to die. I mean, I'm sure DeAndre Hopkins still has some left in him. I'm not trying to say that he doesn't, but golly, yeah. I mean, he goes to Tennessee, and now he's hurt for 4 to 6 weeks, and he's not nearly
you're
as big of a name.
You're preaching to the choir. I'm a massive Tennessee Titans fan, and I forgot his name from he's from Foley,
Julio Jones.
Julio Jones.
Yeah.
When we got Julio Jones, I was so excited, and he did nothing for the Titans. And then the very next year, he goes to another team and dominates. And I'm like, really?
Like, it's just
it happens all the time.
It's
like,
a rough spot.
I don't know what happens.
Did the Titans also have was it Randy Moss
No, they didn't get Randy Moss.
Or was it T.O.?
They did get another big.
No, T.O. went
to another one. Yeah, he went to the Bills. But they did get another big one like that. And same thing, he didn't really do anything with them. Went to another team and did really good. So now they've had issues with quarterback over the years. Ryan Tannehill was passable, but he was not a dominating quarterback. This is the first year they're going all in with Will Levis. So we'll have to see what happens when they actually go all in the full season with Will Levis at the helm. And as long as he can stay healthy, then I guess we'll see whether or not that makes a difference. Of course, they've had shakeups with coaching. Mike Vrabel's out now and things like that, too. So who knows what will happen with the Titans organization. DeAndre Hopkins, he was just so dominant for so many years. Then goes to the Titans last year and does nothing. And then now all of a sudden got a knee injury, out 4 to 6 weeks, unfortunately. So pretty big story right there. And, of course, the big injury of the day, though, is actually in baseball, which you mentioned earlier. Mike Trout gone for the season with another meniscus tear. So that's rough for the Angels to lose him.
For sure.
You're talking MVP caliber player still to this day and ends up having to, and it's one of those things. He's getting older. I was having to look it up. He's 33 years old, so he's getting older, and unfortunately, injuries occur when you get older. So,
yeah,
Hopefully he'll be able to heal pretty quickly off of it. But, yeah, that's unfortunate right there. Okay, back over to the national stories after we get traffic on the Fox.
All righty. Looking at the roads here, it seems like we do have some backups developing on Nine Mile Road going both east and west, whether it be your passing University Parkway or traveling eastbound approaching the parkway there. We've got backups going both ways in that area. Outside of that, though, there's not too much holding you up on the roads. As for the weather, 90 degrees in Pensacola. It's going to be a low of 80 tonight with a slight chance of thunderstorms. And those chances are going to bleed into Friday along with another heat advisory, with Friday's high being 96 degrees. Looking at the national headlines here, this is the main one I wanted to hit really quick. A federal lawsuit accuses the Texas Department of Criminal Justice of inflicting cruel and unusual punishment on inmates of state prisons that have no air conditioning. Plaintiff's attorneys say that they want federal judge Robert Pittman to order TDCJ Executive Director Brian Collier to keep temperatures in state prisons between 65 and 85 degrees. State lawyers responded saying that air conditioning to prisons would require the legislature to fund a massive undertaking, which of course brings money into the equation, which makes it a lot makes things a lot more apprehensive. I will say, though, I wanted to bring that up because, man, we're talking about how they're treating juveniles, and now we're talking about how they're treating these prisoners here. I mean, oof, it's not a good look for the Lone Star State.
And let me tell you, unless they have some extremely good insulating with their prisons, I mean, 100-degree temperatures, I can't imagine it would be, you know, you're going to start getting into some cruel and inhumane punishment type stuff if it gets too brutal. So, and the fact that they're even saying keep the temperature between 65 and 85, that means it gets over 85 inside the prison. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like, okay, if they're saying keep it, like they're fighting, the attorneys are fighting to say, can you just keep it below 85 even? And they're going, to do that, we'd have to spend money. So we'd rather not spend the money. So, oh boy, yeah, that was a big one right there. Another story here, Biden administration is calling for airlines to seat parents next to their young children free of charge. As you know, if you fly at all, most airlines now, if you want to pick your seat, you have to pay extra to pick your seat. So if you're traveling with young ones, you got to pay extra if you want to make sure you're next to your kids. And sometimes the seats might be taken anyway, and you still may not be able to pick your seat. Well, they're encouraging the Department of Transportation to make a rule that would require families to be kept together when seating is available. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says it's already complicated enough without having to worry about whether you'll be able to sit together. The proposal estimates the change would save a family of four up to $200 on a round-trip flight. And, yeah, I mean, I've said I fly quite a bit on the weekends and stuff, and there's many times I've given up my seat in order for a parent to sit next to their child because it's just, I can't imagine just being some stranger, my kids in the middle seat, wedged between two strangers. Like, no, I do not think so. I wouldn't even allow it. Like, just wouldn't be allowed. But I get it. Some people can't afford to pick the seat, and they're just hoping they get seated together. And but there was a story just about a month ago. An airline is getting sued because I think she was a 12-year-old girl. She was sitting by herself, away from her family, and she was assaulted by the guy sitting next to her. And so, like, this stuff happens, man. So, no, it's about protecting kids. So, at one aspect, I was like, man, I don't like the federal government going in and telling private business what they can or cannot do. But this is one that it shouldn't be that difficult for airlines to accommodate. It shouldn't cost them money, really, to accommodate it. You know, I see them saying, hey, if you want to pick your seat because you want to have a better seat. But when you want to pick your seat because you want to be with your little kids, that's different, you know?
Yeah.
And so I don't think they're expecting to make money on that aspect of it. So anyway, there's more thoughts right there. Continue on.
Well, we'll take a quick break. It's about 6:50. When we return, we'll do some quick hitting on some health, business, and science and pop culture, and we'll wrap up this Thursday edition, my goodness, of Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Get ready to tantalize your taste buds with the all-new Coke. Introducing Coke Spiced. Picture this, the refreshing taste of Coca-Cola. Now with a twist, Coke Spiced takes your favorite soda to a whole new level. So why settle for ordinary when you can experience extraordinary? Enjoy a taste of the spiced side of life with the all-new Coke Spiced. With a delicious burst of raspberry and spiced flavors, grab a bottle of the all-new Coke Spiced today and spice up your life. Coke Spiced, taste the excitement, feel the flavor. Available now at your nearest store.
Hi, I'm Krista Brandt, Northwest Florida Director of Valerie's House. Valerie's House is dedicated to helping children ages 4 to 18 and their families work through the loss of a loved one together. Valerie's House acts as a safe haven to share, heal, and find hope after experiencing the loss of a family member. Valerie's House offers free peer-to-peer grief support groups, which help children connect and build bonds with other kids their age that are dealing with similar experiences. To learn more, visit valerieshouse.org.
I'm Dr. Karen Barber, Santa Rosa Superintendent of Schools. Under my leadership, we have expanded our honors, advanced placement, and dual enrollment classes, started a middle school sports program, middle and high school orchestra program, girls beach volleyball program, and Santa Rosa is now a Space Florida Space Academy school district. Let's continue to expand the opportunities for our students. On August 20th, vote to re-elect Dr. Karen Barber for Santa Rosa Superintendent of Schools.
Political advertisement paid for and approved by Dr. Karen Barber, Santa Rosa Superintendent of Schools.
Don't wait until it's too late. Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the latest hurricane coverage on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Hey, set up your beach chairs and sink your toes into the Pensacola beach sand as one of our talented local acts serenades you. That's the way to the beach with Bands on the Beach every Tuesday at 7 o'clock over at Casino Beach. This coming Tuesday is going to be Blackwater Country. So Blackwater Country is a new vocal-centric country band based right out of here in Pensacola. And so you've got, one, two, three, four, five, six individuals in the band. So pretty big country band right there. Check them out, Blackwater Country at 20 Casino Beach Boulevard. And just remember, no pets or glass is allowed, and you're encouraged to bring your own lawn chair and blankets to the pavilion area. That's Bands on the Beach this Tuesday at 7. Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Just wanted to complete one national story, then we'll get into some lighter topics. Wildfires are burning in many parts of the U.S. in the West. The Park Fire in Northern California is the fifth largest in the state's history already, burning more than 392,000 acres. CAL FIRE said yesterday on social media that as of Tuesday, the wildfires have burned 751,000 acres across the state, talking about all of them combined. Meanwhile, two fires in Colorado have spread to be within just miles of each other in an area north of Denver. And there's also fires in Washington State, with one burning more than 30,000 acres northeast of Seattle. I actually saw an article earlier today that was calling Gavin Newsom, the governor of California, the fireman in chief, because pretty much for his whole time as being governor, he has to deal with these massive wildfires almost every summer.
Yeah.
And so they're calling him the fireman in chief. So
I mean, it's brutal out there, man.
Yeah, that's something else. All right, lightening up with some lighter stories here. Health, business, and science headlines. Generation Xers and millennials have a higher risk of some cancers than earlier generations.
Now that's how you lighten the mood. Yeah, right there.
Yeah, that's lightening it up. Yeah. Researchers with, well, it is if you're, you know, not a Gen
if you're
X or
not,
a millennial.
Yeah, one of those generations.
Exactly. Researchers with American Cancer Society said they're more prone to breast cancer, pancreatic cancer, and gastric cancers. Oh, boy. They said there's a need to study exactly what factors are causing an increased risk. And, you know, I was speculating about it earlier, and I was like, you know, what could it be? I was thinking vaping was not around in earlier generations. But be honest, vaping wasn't really around for Generation Xers either. Like, that's happened as I'm a Gen Xer. That's happened as I became an adult type thing.
So it
wasn't even around either. So it's got to be food related. And in fact, I mean, I remember years ago, I used to do a segment called Doc Talk, and it was a local physician who would come in every week and give us some, we'd talk about different issues. And one of those issues was skin cancer. And I remember being stunned because I always finish whatever we're talking about, I say, well, how can we prevent this? Give me some preventative ideas, right, on how we can prevent this virus, disease, or whatever it is. And we're talking about skin cancer, and one of the things he goes, keep your weight under control. And I was like, wait, what? Go back to the weight control thing. What do you mean? He goes, well, obesity can increase your chance of cancer. And I was like, even skin cancer? He's like, yes, even skin cancer. Obesity can increase your risks of any cancer. And so now we look at that. All right, we take that one little tidbit and we look at Generation Xers and millennials have higher risk of cancers than previous generations. They want to know what factors it is. Well, we also know that Generation Xers and millennials and Gen Zs, we have more obesity in our generations than what was previous generations. So it is probably food and exercise related. It could have a big part of the reason for cancers. Like I remember being blown away. I was in my 30s. And I'm like, wait a minute. So being overweight can give you a higher risk of cancer? Like I never heard that before. They don't talk about that on the news. They don't talk about that on TV. They don't talk about
obesity
that even,
is, you know, one of the big three, man, up there with like drinking and smoking. It's a risk factor for everything.
Yeah, exactly. So it's just one of those things. Like they don't talk about that a lot, but scientists know it. Scientists know that being too overweight can cause cancer or can have you give you a higher risk of cancer. Anyway, so I saw that and that kind of spurred my mind when I saw they're wondering what factors cause it. Like probably our lifestyle. Let's go and get traffic on the fives. Last traffic update here for you.
Not too much going on the roads here, luckily. So there shouldn't be much holding you up on the roads if you are having any issues wherever you may be. It's also for the weather. It's 90 degrees in Pensacola. We do have a heat advisory and we'll have another one tomorrow with a high of 96. Tonight's low is going to be 80 degrees with about a 20% chance of storms lingering around. And those will bleed into tomorrow as well.
Tell us about the Boar's Head and their nasty liverwurst.
All right. Boar's Head recalling 7 million more pounds of deli meat following two listeria deaths. In addition, the CDC says at least 34 people have gotten sick in 13 states. Nearly all have been hospitalized and ranged in age from 32 to 94. This latest recall involves liverwurst, yes, along with ham, bologna, and beef salami made at a Boar's Head plant in Virginia. More than 70 products with sell-by dates spanning July 29th to October 17th have been involved, and listeria infection symptoms include nausea, fever, headache, and muscle aches. So if you eat liverwurst and experience some of that, you could be dealing with some listeria, apparently.
Man, I mean, I got to be honest. I have not had liverwurst ever. It just sounds disgusting.
I don't think I have
and
either.
So I don't eat bologna either. So I don't eat certain weird meats. I mean, okay, the reality of it is, and if you listen to me long enough, you know, I'm mostly plant-based eating anyway. I hardly ever eat meat. So if I'm going to eat meat, it's not going to be something nasty like that, okay? It's going to be some good pulled pork barbecue or a good steak or like it's gonna be something good, worthwhile. I'm not gonna waste my meat eating on liverwurst and bologna. So I'm just saying.
That's the thing. Yeah, that's some of that, you know, high processed stuff, and those are the things that we typically hear people turn their nose up at or say, hey, listen, you know, the stuff that goes into processing these things isn't very good. Liverwurst, especially processed liverwurst, probably isn't the go. Let's see some pop culture notes here very quickly. Johnny Cash will be honored with a statue inside the U.S. Capitol next month. A statue of the country music legend will be added to the National Statuary Hall on September 24th. The 8-foot-tall statue of Cash is going to be replacing the current statue of James P. Clark, who is a former Arkansas governor and U.S. senator. I don't know anything about the guy, but if he's being replaced, I can't imagine he was a perfect fellow.
So the question is will the new statue of Johnny Cash be all black?
I mean, I would assume. First of all, the thing is what type of statue are we talking? Like, is this like just like a bronze statue? Like, or
yeah,
is
I think
this...
they're bronze statues that are there in the National Statuary Hall.
Yeah. The National Statuary Hall collection. I will say it's probably just going to be depicted as him having his like, I don't want to say.
Oh, they're white.
Really? Oh, cool. Okay,
yeah,
well, that's going to be...
No. They're all a different cut. Some of them are white. Some of them are bronze. So, yeah.
They may just have him as like a dark bronze. Yeah, like it kind of looks like a black.
You just paint it black, baby. Just paint it black. It's the man in black. You got to be black.
Yeah, come on.
Come on now. All right, it is Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. We'll be back again tomorrow. Austin still be producing Pensacola Morning News. So you get a double dose of him again tomorrow.
Hoo boy.
Bye-bye.